very active this morning. Huh. Okay, here we go. Right as the school bus drives by. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello once again, and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm down at the creek once again. And I would have gone somewhere else today, but two things happened. It's going to get hot. I got up early, and I was down here last night. I guess that's three things. But let's get down in there. Very bird chirpy today. Lots of bird action, but I'm not hearing any bird anger or fear or umbrage of any kind. So I don't know if there's owls, but we gotta go stick our heads in there anyway. There are golfers on the golf course. I see one guy in a cart here. Couple guys following them, pulling their bags along. Now here's what you need to know. I came down last night because last night, you know, it was Sunday and it was a nice day yesterday, and I thought maybe there'll be some golf balls. Wait, what was that? What the hell was that behind me somewhere? I did find one green golf ball. But not only did I come down here to check here, I went to Herrenhaven to check for golf balls as well. Found none there. But the more important thing is, when I was down here, I was standing right about here, and I heard a noise. Yeah, about 50 meters that way, on the other side of the creek. And I looked, and there was a scuffle. And there was somebody on a log, and there's this big marmot, a surprisingly large marmot, looking back at me. Okay, so we finally saw the marmot that's down here, and yeah, he was pretty big. The funny thing is when I was driving back from Herrenhaven, I decided to drive up Turkey Street. I did see a turkey. And then when I was turning back onto Old Maple Road, there was a little marmot. These woodpeckers are talking to each other. There was a little marmot kind of by the side of the road. And he spooked as I was sort of driving by, and he ran back down into the ravine. So yeah, along with all the ducks I saw yesterday, I saw... These woodpeckers are talking to each other. What was I talking about? Yeah, between all the ducks I saw yesterday, man, I was glad to see marmots. Two marmots in a day. Was not expecting that. All right, so I'm approaching the creek here. Hear that? Brat. That's one of our little woodpeckers, a flicker. And he or she is talking to the one that's over there, and the one that's over there. Yeah, but looking down into the mud, I can see our Mati's tracks, where our Mati's been running around. Wind's picking up, and that's probably a good thing, though, because it's going to get warm today. We got like four of these woodpeckers talking to each other. Maybe more. It's going to get warm. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to hit 30. Or maybe better. And I'm not excited about it. But the good news is I got up early today. And I'm outside. I'm looking up into this tree. Squawky woodpeckers. And so right now it's not too bad. It's about 16, 17 degrees. There's a cool breeze. And all is well. So I'm walking around here just thinking, ha ha ha. I'm not seeing any owls or anything. Where's my owls? I want my owls. So, listen to these guys. It's squawka squawka. What was I talking about? Yeah, so there were marmots yesterday. And I'm looking all around for marmots right now, too. But, yeah, not finding any. So, we need to go down to the other end of the creek. So, we need to shuffle and scuffle our way down here. Let's see, are there going to be any ducks down here today? Any ducky McQuackers? Oh, I don't see any. Oh, and by the way, did I mention, wait, were those wood ducks down here? Last night, what did I see last night? Oh, it was mallards. There were mallards down here, but there have been wood ducks down here recently. On this end of the creek, the culvert end. And I'm not seeing any ducks. No ducky quacks. I'm not seeing any quacky quackers. I'm also not seeing any golf balls. Well, it is early in the day. Maybe the people who don't play, who play here, they don't. Here's a white golf ball, actually. Maybe they don't plan like the real golfers. I've mentioned it before, but when I was a kid, I did do some caddying at a local country club where the golfers were very serious, very deadly serious golfers, and teeing off at 6 a.m., 6:30. Oh, here's my ducks. They're up here in the bend, and I can see the male mallard. And the sun is hitting his shiny green head just right. Looks very emeraldy. So we got the ducks. The ducks are here. Hooray, hooray. Yay, Quacky McQuackster. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah. The guys I used to caddy for. Oh, yeah. They're teeing off shortly after the sun comes up. And this is because it takes about 4 hours to play 18 holes in a foursome. You know, they want to get done by lunch. That was an interesting job because, you know, you'd show up, you know, at the caddy shack and you wait to be pulled out. Then you go, you know, carry a golf bag for 4 hours. And you're home by noon. Yeah, you're home before the swimming pool even opens up. So that's what we do. We go caddy and then go home, eat a leisurely lunch, wait for the pool open, and then head to the pool. Oh, attacked by a tree. There we go. This branch that has fallen down here is so outrageously inconvenient. But now we need some radio traffic.
We'll talk to you later on. 730 K0 and
Epic. Nice. I've been wanting to mess with this.
All right, Bill. Yeah, of course, you made the comment about...
Maybe we can call somebody on the radio to deal with this stupid tree.
...question along the same subject line. Someone who couldn't make it today. I know there were several that couldn't make it today that had original plans to, so...
Those radio tree guys.
Depending upon the interest,
all right, so what we're listening to is, I don't know, something on 2 meters. On the 2 meter band, sounds like a Ares net. Are these storm chasers? Nope, and they went away. And that's okay. There's always more where that came from. What's happening right now is that I had this idea last night where I wanted to incorporate some radio traffic in some ambient stuff that I'm doing for this thing that's coming up. And so I was kind of wondering, how am I going to do this? How is it going to sound? And ganga gablanga. And here we go. Here's some more. We got little boops and bleeps and...
K60ZD.
And lots of ch-ch.
Go ahead, Wayne. Are you asking about the MS-150 and MS-50?
No, I'm asking about legibility.
Yes, you didn't get my email, I take it, Sonia?
Because what I want to do is I want to play... have this sound over some other atmospheric kind of... weird stuff.
Okay, well, you know me, I'm an indecisive female.
Here, let's get some synth going on top of this radio.
I'll make sure it went through okay, but yeah, I did send you the email. I think it sent you another one with a little bit more information in there.
Okay, I just wanted the dates, and then I'll worry about the other information, because I wanted to get that in there and get people interested in volunteering.
Okay, now the MS-50 is the 4th of May, which is a Sunday, and the MS-150 will be the 12th and 13th of July.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And sorry to interrupt there, guys. Have a good night. Take care. KA0AIR.
Yeah, so what if there's a bunch of this going on too? But yeah, the thing of this is,
okay guys, K0 NSA, I'm gonna go ahead and get on out of here myself.
I'd like to reduce the legibility of the speech so we couldn't hear exactly what they were saying, because it's perfectly legible. What I want is... It gets weird here in a second. You're about to hear a shout-out. When is this?
Okay, and we'll jump out of here too. I'm glad it's working for you guys here. K0 UCI. The 440 pigtail and then the 220 for linking. and it has a triplexer on it, and it didn't have anything on the 2 meter side, so Bob wanted to know if he could stick it on there, and he handed that to me, and I went down there and plugged it in and screwed the coax on it.
Okay, I didn't know if you do or not. I have to keep watching it. I'm seeing it via K0BOY. I've seen about 133 packets since my computer was locked up, so it's definitely getting out. So I'll have to keep watching and see what it did you. I know there's a lot of the wide indesion stuff around the area now. So, alrighty, I'll get out of here. Just wanted to jump in and see if you knew. 73's to you.
33's to you. Top of the morning to you.
Okay, well, sorry I couldn't help you, but that's about all I can tell you about it. And the ground elevation there was 1,300, and that's on an elevator leg at 120 feet. So it puts the antenna at 1,420, and it ought to do a real good job there. Okay, you see, we see, I clear.
always listening.
He has battery backup power available.
I got the battery.
So, that was great. And, Tope, if you're out there still listening, thank you very much for checking in tonight.
You're
Hopefully,
welcome.
We'll get you checking in on a regular basis here. And if you're at all interested in amateur radio, let us know. We'll be happy to send you out some information.
Oh, I'm kind of interested. I'm listening, aren't I?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, okay, so if you're wondering what that was all about, that was actually a tape, an actual cassette tape that I made. Oh, it's been a long time ago. It's been more than 10 years. Hell, it's probably closer to 20. There might be a date on it. I haven't looked. The funny thing is I just grabbed a tape at random because there was a time in my life where I would just record radio traffic on 2 meters
for no reason. No reason other than to get the audio. And boy, am I glad that I've been getting this audio, because now I kind of want it to do weird ambient stuff, right? And yeah, I just happened to grab that tape at random, and I just threw it in the cassette player, and it got to the tube part. That's funny. That's very... Well, that's a very tub thing to happen. What happened there was, one night there was, I was listening to a Sunday night Aries net, a local net on 2 meters, and they said, oh, we're going to do something special. We're wondering if there's anybody listening, and if you are listening but you don't have a transmitter, if you can't join the net, email us. Email it at this address. It's probably on the tape much earlier. And so I just emailed him. Yeah, hi, my name is Tobe, rhymes with toad, and I listen to you guys all the time. And so, yeah, that's why I ended up getting a shout out on an Aries net. So now what are we doing? I just realized something kind of weird. Why am I hearing this? How is this working? Okay, something's bleeding. We've got VCA bleed or something, right? Whoa. Yeah, where is it bleeding from? From the VCA? From the filter. Here, let's try this. Yeah, I think it's the VCA. And why is this moaning and groaning? Well, I was working on this last night, working on the monk, right? And that's what you're hearing. And so I was doing filter stuff, and I slowed it down. Here, let's just start it up. Oh, now it's kind of weird. Oh, yeah, because I messed it up. Let's give it some more gain here. And I've got the filter down pretty low. Here, let's bring it up. Not bad. And we can get pretty damn weird. The monk is filtered. We can hide him in the bass. And then we can start messing with him, right? There's that too. I was doing a lot of wacky experiments with pitch, and we still have these weird variables. And I was doing all kinds of stuff, but nothing that I wanted to keep. Because I thought I was getting away from... I felt like I was getting away from the core concept. Yeah. Okay, I guess it doesn't save the clock setting globally. Somebody fix that quickly, quickly. Okay, good to know. What do you think? It's creepy and weird, right? You know, if we had some modulation channels left over, I would modulate the filter. See if I could get it to do this. I'm doing this by hand. And to be perfectly honest, these were the experiments that I was doing last night. I was doing this weird pitch stuff. My attenuator is weird. But here, let's see if I can do what I was doing last night. I plugged a fast LFO into the attenuator, and then took the output of that and put it into the pitch input of our baby. Oh, it's down here now. Okay, hear that? Ew, wet, 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 wet. I can't turn it down any further, and that's getting weird. At one point in time, it was stuck, and it was just like vibrato, but it won't do it now. There's something wrong with this pot. Damn. I can't replicate the accidental thing that happened last night. It was weird. It was strangely cool, but it wasn't very, that's what I'm looking for. Reproducible. Bring that bass back. But see, if we had more CV, we could throw it in here and we could get some more wacky out of it. See, that's cool. I like that. And it's so fun to play with the knobs. Seems like I had another thing, too. Yeah, see what I'm saying? But the clock jumped back to where it was. Can I save the clock setting? Maybe I should figure that out. As you can tell, I have a lot of fun with my synthesizer. And I hope you enjoy it as well, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And now it's over.